shade the night. No shades fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Praising Allah, shining bright.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Nasheed Night. Let's recite with me. Salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. In this program, inshallah, you will listen hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naat, praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In manaqib, praises of awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be with us from beginning till end, insha'Allah azza wa jal. You will not only soothe your hearts through beautiful kalams, but you will also try to understand, insha'Allah. We'll try to explain and you will understand the meaning of what is being recited in various languages, insha'Allah. We'll try to translate that into English language for those viewers, they better understand English. Let's make few good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions, because the very first hadith Imam Bukhari Alayhi Rahmah has brought is regarding intentions. And part of that hadith is Innamal A'malu Bin Niyyat. Our actions are based upon our intentions. I make this intention, I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch from beginning till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. It's always a good idea to invite others towards righteousness. You can ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and join us in this beautiful program of Madhe Rasul, praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've got today, inshallah, brother with me, inshallah. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Abdulaziz? How are you?
Alhamdulillah, everything's great.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal, marhaba, welcome to this program. Respected viewers, we'll begin our program. Let me explain you a few segments are there in this program. We recite nasheed, naat, different kalams, which include hamd and manaqib too. And we try to explain, as I earlier said. Further, we've got a segment where we discuss one couplet from Qasida al-Murda. Imam Basir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote, we try to understand what does that mean. One couplet we select and we try to explain. And we also encourage our young reciters. If you've got kids at home and they would like to recite anything, you can send us short clips of theirs. We'll try to include in our program if possible. We've got one segment in our program, which is regarding complete a couplet, inshallah. And in this, you have to complete that couplet. We give you the first line of that couplet. Let's take that first segment in our program before we start, so you know that which couplet you have to complete. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
No sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Kehdo raza se khush ho khush reh. Kehdo raza se khush ho khush reh. Very famous kalam of Allah Hazrat. And this couplet is from there. Let's start the very first kalam, inshallah, which is in du'aya, kalimat, prayers in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also hamd of Rabb Azza wa Jal. We'll do it together, inshallah. Sallallahu alayka ya
Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Allah Nabi Dada رحمت دا دریا الہی ہر دم وگدا تیرا اللہ ہر دم وگدا تیرا رحمت دا دریا الہی ہر دم وگدا تیرا اللہ ہر دم وگدا تیرا جے ایک قطرہ بخشے مینو میرا اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا
جی میں ویکھا عملہ ولے کچھ نہیں میرے پلے اللہ کچھ نہیں میرے پلے کچھ نہیں میرے پلے مولا کچھ نہیں میرے پلے جے میں ویکھا رحمت رب دی جے میں ویکھا رحمت رب دی بلے 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 نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا
جس دل اندر عشق نہ رچیا کتے اس تھی چنگے یارو روتے اس تھی چنگے مانک دے دا راکھی کر دے صابر پوکھے ننگے صابر پوکھے ننگے مالک دا در نہیں چھڑ دے پاوے سو سو مارو جوتے سو سو مارو جوتے اٹھ بولیا چھل یار بنا لے اٹھ بولیا چھل یار بنا لے نت بازی لے گے کتے اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا
میرا مرشد اوچا اوچیاں دے سنگ لائی یارو اوچیاں دے سنگ لائی صدقے جاوائیں نا اوچیاں تائی صدقے جاوائیں نا اوچیاں تائی جنا دنی میں آسان سن بھائی
اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا
لا شاہی نو لا ہتھ نالا نا نیلا نا کف نالا جد تک پیر نہ آوے سوڑا جد تک یار نہ آوے آپ پڑے تک میرا میری آپ پڑے تک میرا میری چوک بقی دفناوے اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا
اللہ دانا ملئی.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you were listening a kalam in Punjabi language. The meaning of the couplets here, for those they understand English language, the poet here talks about the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy of Rabb Azza wa Jalla. Rahmat da darya ilahi har dam wagda tera. The ocean of mercy, O Rabb, is always flowing, and I just need one drop out of that mercy. Je ik qatra bakhshe main, if I just get one drop from the ocean of your mercy, Ya Rabb, that will be enough, that will suffice, and I'll be sorted. Kam ban jandai mera, Allahu Akbar. Je main vekha amla valle kuj nahi mere palle, when I look towards my amal, my deeds, I've got nothing with me, I've got no deeds at all with me. Bina my amal, book of deed is empty. That's how the poet is pleading in the court of Rabb Azza wa Jal. Jai main vekha amla valle kuj nahi mere palle, jai main vekha rahmat rab di balle balle balle. And when I, in comparison with my sins, oh, as I have got nothing with me, but when I look at the mercy of Rabb Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar, then it gives me great hope that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, before mercy of Rabb Azza wa Jal, my sins are nothing. Inshallah, I'll get forgiveness from the court of my kind, merciful Rabb Azza wa Jal, because His mercy is great. His rahmah is great. And then further, it is mentioned in one of the couplets that jis dil andar ishq na rachya kutte us thi change. The heart which does not have the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the real love Allah and His beloved, that heart which does not contain that love, possess that love, the dogs are better than that heart. Then he gives the reason for this. He says, kutte us thi change, malik de dar rakhi kar de. These dogs, they protect, they guard the owner's house and household of the owner. That's their job. That's why they are there, to protect, to guard the house and household of the owner. Malik de dar rakhi kar de sabir pukhe nange. They don't have any clothes on their body. Sometimes they are hungry and thirsty, but yet they do fulfill their duty to guard and protect the house and household of the owner. Malik da dar nahi uchhad de paave sau sau maro jutte. They do not leave the house of the owner, no matter even if you scold them or hit them. Allahu Akbar. But they still remain loyal, and they remain sitting at the doorstep of the owner. This is how these animals are loyal, like of the dog's examples, very loyal to the owner. This is what the poet is trying to explain. Utbulya chal yaar manale nite bazi lage kutte. He says, O Bulya, the poet refers to himself with his name, that let's get up every late night, the hour, and get up and stand before your Lord Azza wa Jal. Mend your relation with your Lord Azza wa Jal, because if this is not the case, if you're not loyal with your Rabb Azza wa Jal, if you're not obedient to your Lord, then probably dogs are better. The reason is they are loyal to their owner. And you are not loyal to your master as a slave, as an abd. Right? That's not fair. This is how awliya, sufiya, when they explain, give the message, very logical message, from very logical examples they explain to a layman, to a noble person. For their level, they explain these metaphors and these examples so that they can better understand the concept, what the message is there, what the philosophy is there. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we, as abd, as ghulab, as slaves of our Rabb Azza wa Jal, slaves of our master, we remain obedient to our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who is ghulam, he always listens and does what is said and ordered. And if we have been ordered to offer 5 daily prayers, we must offer. This is our duty. This is how we must fulfill the duty as the Master has ordered us to do. If fasting is fard in Ramadan, we must not miss a single fast without any valid shara'i reason. If Hajj is fard upon us, we must go without any further delay. If zakah is fard upon us, we should pay zakah. All fara'id in wajibat. Even to the extent when you've got a relationship with your beloved, then you go extra mile towards mustahabbat, right? Nawafil. And voluntarily you do more and more obedience and ibadah so that you get more and more closer to your beloved, your Rabb, your Master, Rabb Azza wa Jal. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability to what we are learning and understanding that we act upon too. Let's go towards our brother Abdul Aziz, inshallah, include another nasheed, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala.
وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو ہم تیرے کرم بنایا ہمیں بھی کے مانگنے کو تیرا آستہ بتایا ہمیں بھی کے مانگنے کو تیرا آستہ حمد ہے خدایا وہ کنواری پاک میاں وہ کنواری پاک مریم ونفخت فی ایک آدم ونفخت فی ایک آدم ہے عجب نشان اعظم ہے عجب نشان اعظم مگر آمنہ کا جایا وہی سب سے افضل آیا وہی سب سے افضل آیا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا یہی بول صدر والے یہی بول صدر والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے یہی بول صدر والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا تجھے یقین یقین بنایا تجھے یقین یقین بنایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا ارے اے خدا کے بندہ ارے اے خدا کے بندہ کوئی میرے دل کو ڈھونڈو کوئی میرے دل کو ڈھونڈو میرے پاس تھا ابھی تو میرے پاس تھا ابھی تو ابھی کیا ہوا خدایا نہ کوئی گیا نہ آیا نہ کوئی گیا نہ آیا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا ہمیں اے رضا اے رضا پتا چلا بمشکل ہم اے رضا تیرے پتا چلا بمشکل کا پتا چلا بمشکل در روز کے مقابل در روز کے مقابل وہ ہمیں نظر تو آیا یہ نہ پوچھ کے سپایا یہ نہ پوچھ کے سپایا یہ نہ پوچھ کے سپایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو ہم تر کرم بنایا ہم بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا آستا بتایا.
Beautiful kalam, respected was Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahmat. The beauty of this naat is that it includes the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as the naat, praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahmat describes the hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by mentioning the asaf and kamalat and excellences of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Right, who is the creator, who has made Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim like this is the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine being of Rabb Azza wa Jal. So now this is again the praise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is because he has created such a wonderful, great Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. And Al-Hazrat Ali Rahma says, وَهِ رَبْهَ جِسْنِ تُجْكُو هَمَا تَنْ كَرَمْ بَنَایَا ہمیں بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا آستا بتایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا. اللہ اکبر. He says he is the Lord who made you entirely a being of grace. ہما تن کرم بنا head to toe, the total mercy. Now he was sent as mercy to the universe. Who has made him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is رب العالمين himself, who is رب of all the worlds. And he has made his beloved rahma for the all worlds. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, he has made his beloved Rahmatul Lil Alameen. And it is mentioned that Hame bhik mang neko tira asna bataya. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to seek our share to beg from your court, from your blessed door, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then for this he praises Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, tujhe hamd hai khudaya, all praise belongs to you, O Allah. And then he says, tumhi haakime baraya, tumhi qasime ataya, tumhi dafa'e balaya, tumhi shafa'e khataya, koi tumsa kaun aya, koi tumsa kaun aya. Subhanallah, tujhe hamd hai khudaya, all praise belong to you, O Allah. And he says, tumhi haakime baraya, tumhi qasime ataya, you appointed him the ruler. I mean, who is Hakim Baraya? Who has got the hukumat of this dunya? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made this universe for his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. And Tumhi Qasimi Ataya, and he is the distributor of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of his beautiful titles include Qasim, the distributor. The ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grants and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributes. And then, tumi dafa'i balaya, tumi shafa'i khataya, the remover of afflictions is your zat, your being, Ya Rasulullah, the intercessor of our sins, who is that personality. Again, that's you, Ya Rasulullah. Koi tumsa kaun aya? Who came like you? None came like you. You are the only one. You are the unique one. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made you Hakim, Qasim, Dafa'i, Bala, and Shafa'i, Khataya for this. Tujhe hamd hai khudaya. Tujhe hamd hai khudaya. All praise are for you, O Rabb Azza wa Jal. And then he carries on. And one of the beautiful couplets is, Yahi bole sidra wale chamane jahan ke thale sabhi maine chhan dale تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا. To understand this, there is another beautiful way to describe this in another couplet. ایک روز یہ کہنے لگے جبریل سے شاہ امم تم نے تو دیکھے ہیں جہاں بتلاؤ تو کیسے ہیں. روح الامی کہنے لگے اے مہجبی تیری قسم آفا کہا گردید ام بسیار خوبا دید ام پر تو چیز دیگری. اللہ اکبر. This is the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's shan is that Jibreel Amin, he says that I've seen the skies and earth, but I have not found anyone like you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and he has created you one, uniquely. No one has been created like you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After seeing everywhere, I did not find anyone like you, O Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. And then further it is mentioned, ارے اے خدا کے بندو کوئی میرے دل کو ڈھونڈو میرے پاس تھا ابھی تو ابھی کیا ہوا خدا. Servants of Allah, someone find my heart or with me just now, what happened this very moment? نہ کوئی گیا نہ آیا, no one came, no one left, where has my heart gone? So the heart of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was lost, and then it was found, it was searched, where has that gone? Allahu Akbar. So where did it, where was it found? Then it is mentioned in the next couplet, it says, ہمیں اے رضا تیرے دل کا پتا چلا بمشکل. Oh رضا, we found your heart with a great difficulty, though with a great difficulty we finally found your heart. درِ روضہ کے مقابل یہ ہمیں نظر تو آیا. Allahu Akbar. It appeared to us standing before the Prophet's radiant tomb. We saw your heart in front of the Rawza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But what was its state? Ye na pooch kaisa paya. Do not ask us. Which state was it? Allahu Akbar. This is the heart of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi. He was in Hind, but his heart was in Medina. His thoughts were in Medina. He was indulged in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was fana fi rasul. He was lost in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Throughout his life he spent to protect the honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. To mention the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. To express his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he taught and preached the same to all the disciples and the believers across the world. And he mentioned that what is the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how one should love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we get some share from the love of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, and we try to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the way the devotees of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim loved, and their love was accepted in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Inshallah, we will include another kalam, but let me remind you that we've got a couplet to complete. Keh do raza se khush ho khush reh. Keh do raza se khush ho khush reh. And you have to complete the second verse 9 of this very couplet. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes.
Unki mahkin jin ke gunche ki la diye hain. Unki mahkin jin ke gunche دیے ہیں ان کی مہکن دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں ان کی مہکن دل کے غنچے جس راہ دیے ہیں جس راہ چل گئے ہیں پوچھے بسا دیے ہیں جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت
میرے کریم گر قطرہ کسی نے مانگا میرے کریم سے گر قطرہ کسی نے مانگا دریا بہا دیے ہیں غربے بہا دیے ملک سخن کی شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم ملک سخن کی شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم جسم تے آ گئے سمتے آ گئے ہو سکھے بٹھا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک ندین کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں جس راہ چل گئے ہیں پوچھے بسا دیے ہیں.
Beautiful kalam Mahal Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman again describing the madha of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem unki mahak ne dil ke gunche khila diye hain jis raah chal diye hain kuche basa diye hain subhanallah. Hazrat Ali Rahma is talking about the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem, praising him, says, his fragrance has caused the buds of my heart to blossom. Whichever road he has traveled, he has brought it to life, subhanAllah. And it has made it fragrant, subhanAllah. And Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, whenever they wanted to find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would walk onto that path where they would find the fragrance of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem. And they would find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the fragrance of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem. That's how the streets were enriched with the fragrance of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem. Arsa huwa taiba ki galiyon se wo guzre hain. اس وقت بھی آتی ہے خوشبو پسینے کی سبحان اللہ. اینڈ دس از دی ذات آف مصطفیٰ کریم علیہ الصلاۃ والتسلیم جس راہ چل دیے ہیں کوچے بسا دیے سبحان اللہ. اسٹریٹس ور فل آف فریگرنس ڈیو ٹو دی پریزنس آف مصطفیٰ کریم علیہ الصلاۃ والتسلیم. جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت پہ ان کی آنکھیں جب آ گئی ہیں جوش رحمت پہ ان کی آنکھیں جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں روتے ہسا دیے ہیں سبحان اللہ. When his eyes have surged forth ocean like with mercy, they have extinguished those on fire, brought smiles of those in tears. Yes, respectable, this is the ذات مصطفیٰ کریم علیہ الصلاۃ والتسلیم جس کی تسکین سے روتے ہوئے ہنس پڑے جس کی تسکین سے روتے ہوئے ہنس پڑے اس تبسم کی عادت پہ لاکھوں سرہ. صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان, they used to forget their worries, their tensions, their issues when they would come and see the blessed face of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. When they would see the smile on the face of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, they would forget their own worries, own issues, own problems. اس کی تسکین سے روتے ہوئے ہنس پڑے, those crying would start smiling by looking at the beautiful smiling face of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. That would convert their hearts, just the blessed smile of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Allahu Akbar. Us tabassum ki adat pe lakhon salam. May tens of thousands of salutations upon that blessed smile of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. That habit of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the habit of smiling, countless blessings, salutations be upon that habit of smiling. Allah Zadari Rahma is saying, جلتے بجھا دیئے ہیں روتے ہسا دیئے ہیں. Allahu Akbar. And on the Day of Judgment, insha'Allah, through the shafa'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu with this name, those will be burning, insha'Allah, will come out of Jahannam and they will enter into paradise. That will be the shafa'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu with this name. And that shan of Mustafa, that status of Mustafa alayhi salatu with this name, will be seen, insha'Allah, when on the Day of Judgment. فَقَدْ اِتْنَا سَبَبْ هَا اِنْ اِقَادِ بَزْمِ مَحْشَرْكَانِ ان کی شانِ محبوبی دکھائی جانے والی. Inshallah, we'll see the scenes of Shafa'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, and may we also get the Shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because واہ کیا ہی ذوق افزا شفاعت ہے تمہاری, واہ واہ قرض لیتی ہے گناہ پرہیزگاری, واہ واہ. And then he says, Allah, what a wonderful couplet this is. What a meaningful couplet this is. And for me it is حسب حال ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا, تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے مردے جلا دیے. Allah, Ya Rasulullah, what is my heart? How much difficult is for you, right, to correct my heart? Allahu Akbar. Ek dil hamara kya hai? Aazar iska kitna? Tumne to chalte phirte murde jila di. This heart has been dead. It has died. To give it life, to enlighten it again, Ya Rasulullah, only one sight of your mercy is required. For you, this is not difficult. To give life back to this dead heart, Ya Rasulullah, my heart is dead. I want you to give it life back, and you can do that. Because tumne to chalte phirte murde jila diye hai. You have brought back to life the living dead. This is the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Allahu Akbar. In respect, because this couplet has got its direct meaning and indirect meaning also. Tumne to chalte phirte murde jila diye hain. Chalte phirte murde. A person who is apparently alive, walking, eating, sleeping, but if he does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not have the recognition of his creator, right, he is a living dead. Because he does not have the ma'rifah of his creator, he does not have the purpose of his life, why he has been created, why is he in this dunya, right? تمہیں تو چلتے پھرتے مردے جلا دیئے ہیں. Ya Rasulullah, you gave them the hidayah, you gave them the light of tawheed, you gave them the light of iman, nur of hidayah, and you made them living again. Those they were walking dead, they became, subhanallah, again living. You brought their life back. This is one of the meaning. Another is, تمہیں تو چلتے پھرتے مردے جلا دی. While walking, you raised dead. And yes, there are certain معجزات of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, the dead was brought back to life also. It's a very famous account of a dead goat which was brought back to life. So, whichever meaning you can take it, this is the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. And ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے Ya Rasulullah, what is how hard it is for you? No, nothing. It's not difficult for you to raise this dead heart back to life. I request you, if you know this. And then he says, unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, jab yaad aa gaye hain sab gham bhula diye. Subhanallah. May I sacrifice myself for him. How much sorrow someone has within him when he is remembered, all one's sorrows are forgotten. Jab yaad aa gaye sab gham bhula. No matter a person, how much tension the phase of life is going through, how much issues and problems one is going through, whenever he remembers his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, he gets the comfort. He forgets his sorrows, the difficulties of life. He forgets all his worries. جب یاد آ گئے ہیں سب غم بھلا دیے ہیں. اللہ کیا جہنم اب بھی نہ سرد ہوگا, رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے دریا بہا دی. اللہ واللہ, have the fires of جہنم still not frozen over? Will it not freeze? رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم has wept oceans of tears. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would beg salvation from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummah, not for himself, for the ummah. He would pray for the ummah. He would ask forgiveness for the ummah. Allahu Akbar. This was the love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had throughout his life. He prayed for us. Jo na bhula hum ghareebon ko raza, yaad uski apni aadat kijiye. The one who did not forget us, O Raza, now you remember. Make his remembrance your habit, O Raza. Yes, we should remember Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim because he remembered us. And how did he remember? Ro ro ke Mustafa ne darya baha diye. Kept on weeping, weeping and weeping. For what? To get us forgiven from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as it is haq to be loved. Okay. The true haq shall be fulfilled. True right shall be fulfilled. Of loving Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Ameen, bijahin, nabi alameen. Inshallah, let me remind you that you have to complete a couplet. Keh do raza se khush ho khush rah. Keh do raza se khush ho khush rah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's include another kalam in our program, Nasheed Night.
Baya ho kis zaban se martaba se di ke akbar ka baya ho kis zaban se martaba se di ke akbar ka yaare ghar mehboobe khuda se di ke akbar ka ilahi rahm farma khadim se di ke akbar hum ilahi rahm farma khadim se di ke akbar hum teri rehmat mat ke sadqe wa sita se di ke akbar ka teri rehmat mat ke sadqe wa sita se di ke akbar ka gada se di ke akbar ka khuda se fazl paata hai gada se di ke akbar ka khuda se fazl paata hai khuda ke fazl se main hoon gada se di ke akbar ka khuda ke fazl se main hoon gada se di ke akbar ka baya ho kis zaban se martaba se di ke akbar ka yaare ghar mehboobe khuda siddi ke akbar ka.
Oh subhanallah, mashallah, manqabat of sayyidna Abu Bakr Siddiq, afdalul bashar ba'd al anbiya bit tahqiq, subhanallah, radiyallahu ta'ala an bayahu kis zaban se martaba siddiq akbar ka hai yaare ghar mehboobe khuda siddiq akbar ka. With what tongue can one describe the rank of Siddiq Akbar? He is the beloved of Allah's beloved, the companion of the cave. What a great sharaf he possesses. Ilahi rahm farma khadimi Siddiq Akbar hu. O Allah have mercy, for I am the servant of Siddiq Akbar. Teri rahmat ke sadke vaasta Siddiq Akbar ka. By the blessings of your mercy, I seek the intercession. By the virtue of Siddiq Akbar, I need your mercy, Ya Allah. Then he says, Rasulullah Rambiya ke baad jo afzal ho alam se, afdalul bashar ba'd al anbiya. Rasul aur anbiya ke baad jo afzal ho alam se, ye alam mein kiska martaba Siddiq Akbar ka. after all the prophets and messengers? Who is the most exalted in the world? Whose rank is this in all of creation? It is the rank of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. And then gada Siddiq Akbar ka khuda se fazl paata hai. Gada Siddiq Akbar ka khuda se fazl paata hai. Khuda ke fazl se main hoon gada Siddiq Akbar ka. The beggar of Siddiq Akbar receives grace from Allah. By Allah's grace, I too am a beggar at the door of Siddiq Akbar. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And then, Nabi ka aur Khuda ka madha go Siddiq Akbar hai. Nabi ka aur Khuda ka madha go Siddiq Akbar hai. Nabi Siddiq Akbar ka, Khuda Siddiq Akbar ka. Subhanallah, Siddiq Akbar is the praiser of the both the Prophet and Allah. The Prophet is his beloved and Allah is his Lord. Subhanallah. This is a beautiful manqabat written by Shahinshahi Sukhan Maulana Hasan. Subhanallah. And then further it is mentioned, Huwe Farooq Usmanu Ali Jab Dakhile Bayat. Huwe Farooq Usmanu Ali Jab Dakhile Bayat. Bana fakhre salasil silsila Siddiq Akbar ka. When Farooq, Uthman and Ali entered the pledge, the spiritual chain found honor through the lineage of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. And subhanallah, maqame khab rahat chain se aaram karne ko. Maqame khab rahat chain se aaram karne ko bana pehlu mahboob khuda Siddiq Akbar ka. Tu bigharta hai wo pehlu mein sulaye hue hain. Allahu Akbar. Bana pehlu mahboob khuda Siddiq Akbar ka. The place for peaceful, restful sleep became the blessed side of Allah's beloved. For whom? For Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. And Ali hai uske dushman aur wo dushman Ali ka hai. Ali hai uske dushman aur wo dushman Ali ka hai. Jo dushman aql ka dushman hua Siddiq Akbar ka. Ali's enemies are his enemies. And whoever opposes Siddiq Akbar is an enemy of reason itself. And then لُٹایا راہ حق میں گھر کئی بار اس محبت سے لُٹایا راہ حق میں گھر کئی بار اس محبت سے کہ لُٹ لُٹ کر حسن گھر بن گیا صدیق اکبر کا. Allah, he gave away his home many times for the sake of the truth and love, so much that O Hasan, through sacrifice his home became the home of Siddiq Akbar. Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala, and is that Zat who is afdalul bashar ba'd al anbiya, right? And he is most elite after anbiya and rusul amongst the creation. Respected viewers of Madinah Shil, we should have that love and reverence for Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. And we cannot truly understand the maqam of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala, to be honest with you. The way his sacrifices are for the sake of Deen Islam, he sacrificed everything for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whatever he possessed. And the Ghazwa of Tabuk, Allahu Akbar, Jaish Usrat, when it was appealed, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam appealed. And what happened? Sahaba Ikram alayhi Ridwan, they started bringing whatever they had. And this was the day when Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala and thought that today I'll step ahead from Siddiq Akbar in terms of good deeds. I'll bring more wealth and present in the court of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa taslim. So he collected half of his total wealth and he brought in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So when he brings and he presents that in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one personality was still awaited, and that was Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then he brought each and everything he possessed. Total wealth, 100% whatever he had, he collected and he brought in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he brought everything, Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, what have you left at home? And his subhanAllah answer is something which is written in the golden birds. I've left the name of Allah and His beloved at home. Allahu Akbar. Respective viewers of Madani Shell, Siddiq ke liye hai khuda ka rasool bas. For him was the zaat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam enough. And this is the aqeedah of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala an, for him, the Allah and His beloved is enough. And this is what we need to believe. And the generosity of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala an is also very much clear from this account that how generous he was. That was the day when Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, right, had said that I cannot step ahead from this personality. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala an. What a great personality ever graced the face of this earth. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will include another kalam in our program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَسْفِ رُخِ اُنِكَا كِيَا كَرْتِ هَيْنَ وَسْفِ رُخِ اُنِكَا كِيَا كَرْتِ هَيْنَ شَرِحِ وَشَمْسُ دُحَا شمس و دوحا کرتے ہیں ان کی حمد ہو او ثنا کرتے ہیں جن کو محمود کہا کرتے ہیں جن کو محمود کہا کرتے ہیں تو ہے خورشید رسالت پیارے چپ گئے ہم مد حسنا کرتے ہیں
محمود کہا کرتے ہیں اور اپنے دل کا ہے انہی سے
Viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Nasheed Night and you've been listening to a kalam written by Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman. As rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he describes the blessed face of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the light of Quran. Okay, subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Quran has been mentioned as washams as well as wadduha. Through this, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's blessed face has been described, okay, and metaphorically this has been explained, the sun and its brightness, okay, the beauty of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and this way Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's madha, praise, has been mentioned, is wasfi rukh, the beauty of the face, like the brightness of the sun has been mentioned. Okay, hum unki hum madho sana karte hain. We praise the one who has been mentioned as Mahmood. Right, subhanallah. The praised one who already is praised one. So we praise the one who is already praised one. Subhanallah. When you look at the name Muhammad, Allahu Akbar, itself, the meaning of this name is the one who has been praised a lot. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been praised much, and his praise has been mentioned, Allahu Akbar. We cannot even count the years and will be mentioned insha'Allah. The angels, they have been mentioning the praise of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, and the zikr of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is there, and it will be until the day of judgment and beyond. This is the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. All we do is to put our shares. All we do is to put our name in the list of those they praised, or they praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Respected viewers, we're watching Nasheed Night. Let's include one segment in our program. Time is short. Inshallah, we will discuss this Naat later on in another program. Let's include one segment which is still there, which is inshallah verses of Qasida Barda. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Subhanallah. Today we have selected one couplet in our program from Qasida Barda, written by Imam Bawasiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He writes, منزه عن شريك في محاسنه فجوهر الحسن في غير منقص. Now here Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he is saying, exalted above having a rival in his perfections, in him is the undivided essence of beauty. In simple words, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is so perfect that no one can compare with him. Allahu Akbar. All beauty comes for him, and his beauty cannot be divided or matched by anyone else. This is the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Arbab-e nazar ko koi aisa na milega. Arbab-e nazar ko koi aisa na milega. Bande to bahut mil jayenge, aanka na milega. Tareekh agar dhoondegi sani Muhammad, sani to badi cheez hai, saya na milega. Sani to badi cheez hai, saya na milega. This is the unmatched beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasleem. Undivided beauty of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem. یہی بول سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی واحد has created his beloved one and only. No one in creation is like Mustafa صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. He is یکتا سبحان اللہ in his اوصاف, in his attributes, in creation. No one is like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we truly understand how shall we praise Mustafa alayhi salatu wa tasleem. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Respect viewers, you're watching Nasheed Night, inshallah. Now at the end, we will include a final kalam in our program, which is a manqabat of Huzur Ghawse Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Few, inshallah, zudin couplets of the manqabat of Ghawse Paak before we leave, inshallah. We've got a couple of minutes. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sarkari Ghawse Azam Nazire Karam Khudara Sarkari Ghawse Azam Nazire جولی کو میری بھر دو ورنہ کہے کہ دنیا جولی کو میری بھر دو ورنہ کہے کہ دنیا ایسے سخی کا منگے سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے میرا بجز تمہارے
Beautifully recited. You're watching Nasheed Night. Let's find out what is the second verse of the couplet which we gave you to complete. Keh do raza se khush ho khush reh mujda raza ka sunate ye hai. Mujda raza ka sunate ye hai. That's all for today. Inshallah, we'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night, nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining bright.